brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again, and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Negatory.
Somebody beat us again?
Nope. I mean, all this week we got Pirates of the Caribbean Marathon going on.
You guys.
Pirates?
Yeah, I mean, we have no chance.
You know, we don't have video.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle, and we'll drink up
beer. Well, the FCC asked us not to go on video. Too many kids were getting scared.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not on video because you can't see the fact that our beloved Harmeet had a little medical condition, so he's wearing an eye patch. So today, the entire show is in honor of Harmeet. So
they're all wearing eye patches and little parrots on their shoulders. But did I notice when I walked in? No, because I got one good eye. I did not notice for a solid 2 minutes. I'm pouring whiskey, and these guys are just... Look at me like I'm mentally deficient.
We knew that already.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there grinning at him with a parrot on my shoulder, and he finally sees it. And then he looks at everybody else and, oh.
You know, yesterday I had to tell a little girl yesterday was the Kentucky Derby. And I had a little 2-year-old girl in the store after work, or late at night after work, at work. And she kept telling her mommy, pirate, pirate, pirate. I was like, no, little girl, pirates don't wear pink seersucker. But, you know.
Well, fashionable pirates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is Made Mad Bob, and joining me today are Made Mad Brent.
It's a pleasure to be here in the scurvy basement.
And Captain Jack Sparrow.
Well, thank you, Bob. I don't have a pirate voice. I tried doing an R. No.
And good old boy Justin.
R, good morning.
We need a rum show. We need to steal them back from the guys in Tennessee.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else that you can sip. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be tasting today. We have the Monk's Road 5th District Series 2. Maker's Mark Cellar Age 2023 release. The Ragged Branch Bourbon Steak release. The Rossville Union Bottled and Bond Straight Rye Whiskey. The Remus Highest Rye Straight Bourbon Whiskey 6-Year-Old. The Bernheim Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey B923. The Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey C923. And the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey C923.
Woo!
So, does not suck to be us today.
No, even if you were on a pirate ship.
Yeah. If you guys were paying attention, the Kentucky Derby's in May, and we're just now getting around to Elijah Craig C923 because we've got so many whiskeys lined up for this show.
I don't complain about it. Yeah. I'm happy. But
we're having a good time.
We're doing the best we can, you know.
And that was without even a single drop of rum.
So, you know. Is there a theme here? I'm feeling a theme. What do you say, Polly? Polly says there's a theme. So let's have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
One sip.
Arr, give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth, you scurvy Dave.
Ganga Bean, water.
We finally found a voice he can do.
Two sips.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Hold on. Technical difficulty.
There's a button. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes that button doesn't work quite right, so.
It's Windows.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice?
I'm pretty sure she said operator error.
Three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Let's keep the secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Oh, that was a good one.
That's classified.
Five sips.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
He lost it a little on five for me. He should have stopped at four.
Around number two, I was feeling the Monty Python.
Yeah, he could have done the Pirate's Life for Me on five, you know? So, I mean.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yep.
All right, Brent, why don't you tell us about our first whiskey?
Thanks, Bob. Our first one is the Log Still Distillery is the creation of Wally Dant, a direct descendant of Joseph W. Dant. In 1836, J.W. Dant began distilling at the age of 16 when he built his first still out of a hollow log. His business grew, and soon he was selling his whiskey as far away as New Orleans. In 1870, he built a new distillery that was gravity-fed, avoiding the need for pumps. Upon his death, his family continued the business, with his son J.B. Dant opening a second distillery in Gethsemane, dedicated to the production of their Yellowstone brand. With the advent of Prohibition, both distilleries closed, and the property in Gethsemane was sold in
Gethsemane. Well, it's like you didn't go to church.
I know.
Yeah,
was sold in 1940 to National Distillers, who subsequently sold the distillery to United Distillers of America. Shenley purchased the property in 1952 and continued to run it until 1987, when it was sold back to United Distillers, who closed the distillery several years later after selling the brands to Heaven Hill. Wanting to revive his family's heritage in the whiskey business, Wally Dant brought back the property and began construction of a new distillery.
And it's
wedding
back.
Venue and venue amphitheater. And in 2022, they opened the Log Still Distillery. Now, I had a chance to tour the property, and this is some place that if you're on the, you know, on one of the trails, you may need to make an exception to get over there and tour it and visit it.
Go on and you can sign up, and you'll get emails for all the acts that play at the amphitheater. They call it the Amp. And I mean, they've got a lot of really top-notch, you know, high-end
entertainers. Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking just like local guys. So very cool venue.
Yep. So our first whiskey we're going to be talking about is the Monk's Road 5th District Series 2. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof, 8 years old. The 5th District line of Monk's Road bourbons is a limited release series of rotating spirits that they pay tribute to the historic distilleries of the 5th Tax District. The second release in the 5th District series pays homage to F.M. Head Distillery, which Log Still's DSP number 47 is derived from. This expression is a high rye bourbon finished with a secondary toasted barrel. I already like the fact that it says toasted barrel on it as a finish. So on the nose, I mean, on the palate, it's a nice light copper color, a medium copper color. It's on the nose, I get this, it's like a fresh tree being cut down, you know, followed by a little bit of that. It tastes like smells like flat Coca-Cola, you know, like when you're a little bit of a coconut. You get that coconut in there on the nose. On the palate, let's take a little. Oh, on the palate, I get some, first thing that comes to me is nutmeg, and then I get that coconut. A little bit of like a fresh apple. I get some caramel. The finish is a little bit. The mouthfeel on this is very nice as well. It's not quite a full mouthfeel, but it's good. It's nice coating to it. And on the finish, it's about a medium finish, I would say, but very pleasant overall. I'm glad they went with the toasted barrel. I am happy that they didn't choose a wine barrel or a rum barrel for this, although a rum barrel would have been perfect for our show today.
And that was without even a single drop of rum.
So, Harmeet, what do you think?
Well, thanks, Brent. It's a beautiful, bright copper. And you said like a freshly cut tree. it's been a while since I've done my scouting days, and I haven't cut any wood in a while. But to me, it didn't smell like that green wood smell. It smelled more like when you walk into a carpenter shop where they're working with aged wood. This is like it's oak, but not like it's a cut oak, but not like a green tree-ish smell. It's more like it's lumber. Already been aged.
It's lumber. It's been dried. Yeah.
It's dry. It's dry. I got toffee. I didn't think about the cola spices till you said it, and I'm searching for that coconut, and I don't really get it on the nose, but I got it on the palate. Those cola spices, the clove, the nutmeg, the cinnamon—they're all there on the palate as well.
Go back after you've tasted it, and you go on the nose again. You're going to get that coconut.
Smell the coconut.
Yeah, you're going to get that coconut. It's going to come back.
It's light. Let me have a try of water. At 100 proof, though, it's perfect. It's really pleasant apple and vanilla on the palate. Long finish. I get that prickly ABV, that alcohol still there. And a bit of cocoa on that finish. Bob, what'd you say?
I think this is the best thing we've gotten from Monk's Road so far. I think Wally and his team are doing a really good job with the barrel finishing on this. They didn't overdo it, which is so easy to do. There's just enough of that toast. You're getting that coconut. That's where that coconut comes from, is that toasted oak. Some vanilla, some cloves.
I
know,
and I add the water, and I get more of that oak and toasted coconut on the nose now, finally.
It's delicious. I think they did a very good job. What'd you think, Justin?
I got some copper tone, some fresh cured leather on the nose. I got salty Smithfield ham. On the palate, it was like a Cougar's bath supply. You know, like the clove and the nutmeg and all the little lotions they do before they take a bath. On the finish, I guess it was like mid back palate, kind of spicy. Took me back. Good stuff.
And we'll be back with the Cougars Bath Supply Show.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we had just finished up talking about the Monk's Road Fifth District Series 2, which we are going to be giving a well-deserved four sips.
Can we revisit the whole copper tone thing?
I don't think I want to go down that road, to be honest with you. The copper tone I was willing to let go, but then the Cougar supply hit in.
Cougar bath supply.
And no.
Yeah.
It smells like cancer. It smells like skin cancer.
Okay, Harm. Tell us the next one.
Appetizing. All right, fine. What else you got?
When the tanning lotion was just oil, you know?
Yeah. It had a negative SPF. You put it on and it turned you brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Our next whiskey is the Maker's Mark Cellar Age 2023 release, 57.85 ABV, 115.7 proof. The mash bill here is 70% corn, 16% wheat, 14% malted barley. To make this expression, Barrels of Maker's Mark spent six... I've got one good eye, sorry. To make this expression, Barrels of Maker's Mark spent 6 years aging in their traditional bourbon warehouses until they reach full maturity, and then they can be called Maker's Mark. These barrels are then moved into the distillery's proprietary whiskey cellar for an additional 5 to 6 years of aging before they're being blended and tasted and bottled. Built into natural limestone shelf of Kentucky hills, the cellar's consistently cool environment slows down the tannic impact that occurs from during maturation, while allowing the bourbon to develop a deeper, darker flavor with hidden depth and no bitterness from the tannin. This expression is made from a blend of 87% 12-year-old oak and 13% 11-year-old barrels. So the color is like a really deep gold with bronze highlights. The nose is, it's a stone fruit, but it's dark. It's like chocolatey. There's a lot of caramelized sugar, and I get vanilla. And what I got more was like a chocolate-covered plum. So these, like, it reminds me of Merlot, but this is not Merlot.
Yeah.
And
it's very, I get what you're saying. It's very Merlot-like.
Yeah.
That dark fruit.
Dark, yeah. And yeah. Chocolate notes. But it's not Merlot. And then it's balanced with big oak and vanilla. I got black cherry, plum, and dark chocolate on the palate. It's mouth coating. It's oily. It's beautiful. And the finish, that chocolate comes back. It's a chocolate bomb. What do you think, Justin?
It is a chocolate bomb. I also got on the nose like those kerosene lamps we used to use during hurricane season.
You grew up in South Florida.
Yeah.
Copper tone and kerosene lamps.
Yeah. And on the palate.
And I don't want to hear about the cougar stories on the air, at least.
On the palate, I got the big oak, but I got like some marzipan too in the background.
I'll give you that. Yeah, good call.
Came through on the finish. And the finish is really long. It's really oaky. And for some reason, it's only hitting the left back palate of my mouth. But it's really cool.
That's like probably the cancer.
It's called a stroke.
Probably the cancer, yeah.
It's a stroke. Okay. It's a stroke. Yeah. You notice how the left,
that
side,
also
of your,
doesn't surprise
the left
me.
Side of your face is starting to droop too. So
I think I got a 50-50 shot every day of getting that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. At this point.
Bob, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic. I wish they could ramp up production and put this out a little bit more regularly. This is
well,
like
I think
because
they say 2023 release. I think it is going to be something that they're going to be putting out on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I mean in volume.
The problem is because my salesman was sick that week, somebody sniped his allocation. So my store and half of Western Broward didn't get any.
That's what he told you.
Yeah. That's what, but
he sold
around.
It out the back door.
No, yeah. Nobody else had it. Nobody else had it in my part of the county.
Oh, okay.
It all went out east.
Yeah, this is Maker's Mark turned up to 11 with a little bit of a sinister hilt to it. It's dark. It's the oak is big. The vanilla's there. The dark fruit, stewed fruit, black cherries, burnt toffee.
I'm not getting the burnt toffee. Everything else you said is good.
It's good. Yeah. This is excellent. I'm digging the heck out of this one. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, I got, on the palate, I got candied cherries with oak and vanilla. That's really just kind of all stands out to me. It's like, and it's just like this deep, dark flavor that just it lingers. I'm really happy with it.
It's more black plum than cherry for me, but I see the cherries as well. Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's right there. It's just, it's at that just the right amount of sweetness. It does remind me of a wine though, like you guys were talking about. It's got without having those a wine barrel. I think they've kind of incorporated a little bit, which I didn't know if I was going to like this or not, at first, and then it's really coming around. Add a little bit of water, really pops.
I drank all my water. Yeah.
No, I just added water and it just popped out. It made it so much better for me.
Let me give it a try.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I...
Look at you with the advanced tasting techniques. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love the Nalgene bottles with the squirt bottles. Those are the best. Oh, yeah, this is good. It just intensifies it.
The water just intensifies it.
Brings the nose up.
Yeah.
It intensified it. It brought it great. I'm getting more of the cherry than less of the plum, but it's there.
After the water, I'm getting that... What's that stuff you used to get the nails off?
Acetone?
Nail thinner?
It's acetone. There's no acetone here, dude.
After the water, I got a little bit on the nose.
Oh, you put too much water in. Something wrong with that boy.
He just had his nails done. To be
somebody, you know, laced his glasses. To be fair, or something.
Now the sad thing is he had a pedicure and he's drinking with his feet. That's the.
Does this taste
part.
Like fentanyl to you? I think it tastes fentanyl. Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'd have to defer to you, Harm.
I think it's fantastic.
I've only had fentanyl injected. And see, I've never orally.
We've heard the stories of how Bill Samuels has a few barrels tucked away, just personal ones that are, you know, 12 plus years old. I don't even think they get rotated or anything. They're just in the corner. And I know a few people that supposedly have shared that with him in the past. And I always was green with envy. It's like, oh, I can only imagine what this would be like at 12 years old. And now finally we're getting to try it. And yeah, it's everything I'd hoped it'd be.
12 and 13 year old barrels here.
Yeah. Yep. Everything I'd hoped it would be. I mean, it's delicious.
What's our rating on this one, Bob?
Well, we're going to be rating the Maker's Mark Cellar Age 2023 release, a well-deserved 4 sips.
It's close to 5, though.
Yeah, it's with the water, honestly, I'm leaning.
Yeah. I hope they'll come out with a release.
I was leaning with just the alcohol.
Yeah. All right. So
we're going to have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
Tell us on our next one, which... You think you can get this one done?
Yeah, I think I can.
Are you sure?
Yes, I can.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you have to leave right now? I mean,
Steve's got to go drain the sea monster.
If you have to, then we'll hold off on it for you.
Pirate's got to do it. A pirate's got to do it.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So we're going to talk about Ragged Branch Bourbon Steak. For this expression, Ragged Branch Distillery in Virginia teamed up with the folks at Michael Mina's restaurant, Bourbon Steak. The limited edition release is twice barreled and double oaked. It is only available at the restaurant's flagship Washington, D.C. location.
Which is horrible because we have a Michael Mina Bourbon Steak here.
Yep.
Close by, and this should be there as well.
I'm going to take it up with him next time I see Johnny.
Send some bottles, man.
The color on this is dark.
Oh, dark ain't the word. This is dark.
This is like a pirate's heart.
This is the darkest thing I've seen from Ragged Branch so far.
On the nose, I'm getting mothballs and burnt caramel. On the palate, it's full and spicy and tannic. And the finish.
It's like a
very high rye.
He said mothball,
finish.
And I got the damn mothball. Why the hell this happened to me?
You got
welcome
out of bed.
To my psychedelic journey. Yeah. So this was fun. I don't know if I'd fly all the way to DC for it, but I enjoyed it. What did you think, Harmeet?
I hate you, Brent. Justin, sorry. It's dark like my heart, like a pirate's heart. It's oak and caramel and coffee and lemon and clove and damned if it isn't a little bit of mothball. I got Holly a lot of green notes on the palate, a little bit like wood glue type thing going on. I don't know. This one didn't appeal to me as much. It smells better than it tastes.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Sorry. It's okay. Brent, what do you think?
Well, this is the best thing that we've had out of Ragged Branch. And I enjoy it. I mean, on the nose, I got some like
young to me.
Yeah, on the nose, I got some like some green wood, but I also got that cinnamon fireball note to it, and that carried over.
Oh yeah, that's not a pleasant note, and I don't get that.
That carried over onto the palate. You know, I had that cinnamon, that fireball kind of thing, the clove. I got some candied caramel to it.
Red Hot.
Little bit of ginger.
That much cinnamon?
I got red hots.
Big time. A little bit of ginger, a little bit of orange peel.
But no Marianne.
Yeah, and on the finish,
it's only a 3-hour tour.
On the finish, it was like candied sugars on the finish. It just
smells green and young to me. And that coffee and lemon note to me is a little off.
The nose made me think it was younger than what it was. But on the palate, it's, you know, it improves. And add a little bit of water again.
I'll try with water.
Yeah. And you're going to be pleasantly surprised how this turns around a little bit. Oh, this is a couple drops of water. Really, this doesn't. Makes it pop.
And you're right. Mm-hmm. The water really did improve it.
Oh, wow. Got big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This goes up a whole point for me now. The water did it. This just needed it to unlock all right, it.
So fly to DC, go to Bourbon or State, how about they send some bottles down to Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like I said, this is the best thing that Ragged Branch has come out with, and with them experimenting with things like this, I'm excited to see where else they go.
Well, they're doing some good work there, and you know,
yeah, I bet they make a good cocktail with this.
To be perfectly open,
Manhattan.
We've got a good friend that actually works at this distillery, but he has joined the last couple of years. He wasn't there at the beginning, and he's doing some consulting work for him. And their stuff has gotten progressively better. Their stuff, even the young stuff, it's well made. You know, it just needs some time.
It just needs time. Yeah.
But this is absolutely, I'm with Brent. This is the best thing I've had from them so far. And you saw me down here with the water, and you know, I'm like, there you go. That's what it needed.
It needs to be on a big old ice cube.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
make a cocktail on it. Yeah. This in a big cube would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the club soda would kill it.
Yeah, I think the club soda would be too much, but with a big cube, let it melt a little bit, let the water mix in.
I'd rather have Scotch highballs
on the nose. It's creamy. I actually get a little. It's not there now that I've added water, but I got a little bit of mint on the nose.
I got the creaminess with the water.
Yeah, the creaminess is still there. The mint that I got on the nose, that's gone. But it's you know, there's some brown sugar, like burnt brown sugar.
I'm the one who usually adds water. Why is it people?
I mean, it's got a little bit of coffee, and even with the water, that it you know, honestly focused that cinnamon more for me. The cinnamon was kind of muddled until I put the water in.
Brent's going to use a good idea, even if it comes from you, Harmy.
Well, there you go. Thank you. I noticed you guys have all taken off your eye patches. This show is supposed to honor me. All their eye patches are gone. Here I am sitting with my eye patch, my one good eye.
We don't like to work. We don't like you that much, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't getting all that cinnamon you guys got, but it's there with the water.
Yeah, me. It focused with the water. It was a little muddled.
So. Here, I put my eye patch back on for you.
Thank you. Well, we're gonna be rating the Ragged Branch Bourbon Steak.
It's covering his third eye.
Well deserved four sips. Good job, guys.
It's, you know, we didn't mention the finish. It's got a nice long finish too.
Yeah,
it did improve too.
Yeah, the finish stays with you for a while.
Yep. Mm. Bob, speaking, why don't you tell us about our next one here?
All right. The Dread Pirate Steve, being no man's debt, I'll make a barter with you, true's in our star.
Right.
In exchange for your kindness, I'll be splitting me buried treasure with you. Once I find it, that be.
Come on, Dodgeball. The greatest movie ever.
Oh, man.
Dodgeball. Come on, man. All right, so we're going to be tasting now the Rossville Union Bottled and Bond Straight Rye Whiskey. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof, 6 years old, 51% rye, 49% malted barley. This is the latest release from the Ross and Squibb Distillery. Rossville Union Bottled and Bond Straight Rye Whiskey is a new limited release high malt mash bill. The barrels for this expression were hand-selected by the master distiller, Ian Sturzman. So
I have never seen this mash bill before. 51% rye, 49% barley?
Yeah, that's a new one.
That is crazy. I love it, though.
But see, you know, you and I are the Scotch guys. We're already going to love it
because the malt's jacked up. This is on all cylinders.
Go ahead. But it's got a nice kind of dark golden color to it. The nose is sweet. There's a raisininess there. A little bit of kind of a dusty floor on the palate. Mm. Mm. On the palate, I'm getting caramel. Very, very sweet. Almost like fruit candy.
I'm getting white peach.
I get green apple. When we first poured it, I actually got kind of a malted milk ball. You know, those little malted chocolates. When I force that chocolate has gone way down now that it's sat here with the air. Yeah. That's went down, and the cinnamon was a lot higher up when I first opened, and that's went down. So this thing has definitely evolved, but that fruitiness, there's a, yeah, I think you're right. I get some pear in there. And then the tip of the nose.
It's a white fruit. It's peaches and pears. I'll give you the pears. I didn't get the pear earlier until you mentioned it.
Almost almost like a lime at the very, very tip of the nose. That sort of.
Yeah, there's a little hint of citrus.
Yeah.
And try it with water.
Hand that water down. Let me see what the water does for it here.
The water really softens it. For this one, it really kind of gives it a softer touch to it. The kind of the leather off the nose kind of disappears that I had before.
You still get that candied fruit there, right?
Yeah, you still get the candied fruit. The raisin note is a little bit less than before. But the palate, it's hard, the way to describe it is just like a softness, like a little pillow just covers your palate.
It's like your
it's not like any rye I've had before.
It's floating in a cloud.
Everything is just smooth and soft.
If I handed this to you and told you it was a rye, you would never believe it.
Right, because it's not that, you know, because it's a rye, you kind of expect that tingling and that rye flavor.
This doesn't have spiciness.
I think because they do have all the, barley on here, that maybe that takes away that.
And well, barley should bring a creaminess to it, and that malted
it
barley.
Really does bring it to it.
Yeah. I love this. Justin?
So I'm getting the rye notes. I get this kind of gummy thing that rye does sometimes, but...
That's really... You get the citrus from rye sometimes. I don't get like that gummy bear type thing.
Not gummy bear, kind of like...
You're trying marijuana fruit. Gummies, THC?
No.
Yeah, that's like, legal in not every state.
Right. No, it's like more like juicy fruit that's sugar's gone because you've had it in your mouth too long. And
it's jackfruit.
That's I'm what getting, she's... Yeah. Can't keep throwing these up at me.
On the finish after water, I'm getting a lot of black pepper.
I'm not getting any pepper at all. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't get that spice. If anybody saw this and said,
spice
and said rye, if you said 51% rye, you're just going to think you're going to get that tingling in your mouth from the rye.
See, 51% rye for me is always just too
low. That's a low rye.
Yeah. This is nice. It's like chewing on a cloud.
There's plenty of 51% ryes that are still rye-like. You know, they're not in your face, but they're still rye-like. This is so soft.
The flavor grain would be corn or something, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll be back. Not just the destination. But baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey, and we're back, and we were just wrapping up our discussion on the Rossville Union Bottled and Bond Straight Rye Whiskey. So we are going to be rating that one a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Pretty good show so far.
Yeah, this is.
For a pirate show, it's not bad.
It's a pirate's life for me.
Brent, you're going to do the next one, right?
Yes, I am. So the next one is the Remus. Highest rye straight bourbon whiskey, 6 years. It's a 54.5% ABV or 109 proof. This is from the Ross and Squibb Distillery. Remus Highest Rye Straight Bourbon Whiskey is the newest permanent year-round line extension to the Remus line. So it's aged 6 years with a mash bill consisting of 51% corn, 39% rye, 10% malted barley. It's got a really nice high kind of gold color to it. And the first note I have is delicioso.
Yeah. The first note I have is, why didn't my salesman bring this to me already? What's delicioso. Going on? Is it in Florida yet?
So, I mean, on the nose, you get this, it's just a nice, it's nice fruity nose to it. You get some sweetness to it. It's really nice on the palate. Add a little bit of water now that you just tasted that. And I'm going to tell you, these notes on the palate come out a lot. You get the candied fruit, you get this fireball. That's called cinnamon to normal people.
Yeah. we know Brent only gets cinnamon sure from that, Fireball.
I'm pretty sure that's a meme somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that. It was like a girl, like a trailer trash looking girl, and she goes, This bun tastes like Fireball. And she goes, honey, that's cinnamon to those that are normal trashy. People. Yeah.
And a little, it's got a little bit of a leather like smoothness to it, like a nice worn leather to it.
You're right.
The finish is just, it's a nice mouth coating. It doesn't have that. The last one we had was like a cloud finish. This one here, it's
peppery.
Yeah, a little bit of peppery to it. It's God. It coats your mouthfeel, but on a softness scale of a mouthfeel coating, and nice medium to long finish. It's not, this could be a daily drinker for anybody, really. You know, I don't see anything wrong with it. Why somebody can't drink it daily.
I have no idea what the price is first. I hope it's affordable.
So what do you think, Harm?
It would be a daily drinker if it's affordable. I think this is great. Like I said, where did this? It's not. I haven't seen it in my store yet. My salesman. I buy a lot.
It's because you got an eye patch on.
Yeah, there you go. You got one good eye.
You only see half of what they bring you.
Yeah. Anyway, it's got a beautiful color from what I can see.
It's in the blind corner.
He has no depth perception, so he starts knocking stuff over you. Oh, wow.
I broke my laptop because I knocked over a $300 bottle of wine with no depth perception. Hit my screen. Thank God I have Apple Care. $99 to replace that screen. Otherwise, it went $600.
What about the bottle of wine?
The bottle of wine didn't break.
Oh, thank God.
Nice.
I seen him walking around the store on Friday. That's a scary thing.
So, yeah, I tried walking without the eye patch on today. I've almost got my vision properly back. I didn't fall down right away.
That means he's still fell down.
That has nothing to do with the vision. That has to do with the butt alcohol content.
Have you fallen?
That was yesterday during the Kentucky Derby.
Have you fallen on the hump on the floor since the eye patch came in or no?
Not yet.
Okay.
All right. So it's sweet, rich fruit, like you said, Brent. I got candied orange peel from that rye and a little bit cherry. And the cinnamon is there, that leather, that dusty, like broken in leather, that like leather shoe suede type thing going on.
Hush puppies.
So he's licking shoes. All right, that's awesome.
Smelling shoes. Well,
all right.
It's not my fetish, but
we knew he was into some weird stuff.
It's not like that. I've smelled a shoe.
It's not like the leather strap in the bedroom.
I have drunk champagne out of a woman's shoes though.
Oh, okay.
You gotta, you know, when you're young and celebrating life.
When were you young? I apparently missed out the young part a long time ago. Listen,
my only problem is I thought on the palate was just...
Let's start making a list.
My only problem with this whiskey.
Okay.
Not my only problem.
You didn't finish, sorry.
I've got a list of problems. Yeah. Ask my wife.
No, yes.
But no, I found it a bit watery. Other than that, everything is great. I found it a bit watery. Justin, what do you think?
So I got on the nose, gummy bears, gumballs, white pepper.
You see a gum theme with him today?
I know.
On the palate, I got spearmint juicy the fruit. The cancer spreading in my tongue.
The stroke or the cancer.
The finish was nice and long inside palate again. So probably the cancer
taking effect
side. Yeah. Doesn't taste anything, so I'm only getting it on
the
left.
I'm just assuming it's all the copper tongue.
Is it the side with the eye patch?
Yes. It's the side with the eye patch. Correct. What did you think, Bob?
I thought it was lovely. I think it's a really good representation of what they're trying to do. You know, you're getting a lot of that rye character. It's almost like it's a little more like a rye than a bourbon for me.
Yeah, you're actually right.
You know,
which is fine because I love them both. But I think this was extremely well done.
You know what it reminds me of is some of the
again, if it's affordable and we don't really go over price on the show, and I don't really know what the price is anyway. But if this is affordable, yeah, grab one because this is a solid pour. So we're going to rate the Remus Highest Rye Straight Bourbon Whiskey 6-year well deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
It's all just numbers on a credit card, people.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
It's true.
What the hell? If you don't spend it, the government's just going to...
16 of them.
They're just going to take it away from you anyway.
Yeah, so. The government's going to take it, so you might as well spend it.
All right, so we're going to have Harm tell us about our next one.
Thanks, Bob. Our next whiskey is the Bernheim Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey, B923. It's 60.3% ABV, 120.6 proof. It is 51% wheat, which is the least amount of wheat you could make a wheat whiskey. 37% corn, 17% barley. Oh, sorry, 12% barley. God, one good eye. Bernheim Barrel Proof is the newest addition to Heaven Hill's Barrel Proof line that is going to be released twice per year. Woohoo. Each batch will vary in proof and consist of barrels aged from 7 to 9 years. And the number indicates what year that year's release, as with the A being, the first release, and the second digit determines the month and the year of the bottle. The third and fourth digits indicate the year. We've done this. It's the same way with the others. You know, you got C923.
Heaven Hill standard number.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's a deep burnished copper. This is the darkest Bernheim I've ever seen.
Oh, without a doubt.
And this is really pretty. I don't know what you guys got, but we didn't discuss this one before the show. I got a chocolate croissant with almonds. And it's candied almond on the palate, like almost Jordan almonds, with milk chocolate. And the finish is long, long, long. And I didn't try this with water, but I'm going to try it now. It's consistent with my first taste. And let's try this with water. I'm getting more mint for some reason on that. And yeah. Mint, chocolate, croissant, and almonds. And what do you guys get? Brent, what do you think?
Well, before, so on the nose, I get like an unbaked bread. But then on the palate, it comes out, like you said, as a croissant, like a baked, like a nice baked pastry.
I get a yeasty note to it, some butteriness.
Yeah, you know, before I added the water, I had a cinnamon note to it, and it just died off when I added the water.
It's more minty than cinnamon to me.
Yeah, I got a nice burnt brown sugar note to it that I liked, some oakiness. Let's take it to the beginning here. Yeah, I mean, I am glad that they're putting this in their lineup. I'm excited for it. They keep bringing something new almost every single year.
I hope they put this in regular stores.
Yeah. So this one is going to be one that people are going to want to get. Maybe we shouldn't tell people about it now and let them find out after we've already got
it. It's all right. They won't play this for a while. We'll be able to go out and buy what's locally available.
First off, anybody listens to this show, please.
No.
And there's that.
Yeah.
No, right. We lost. Right. Well, look how many listeners we lost having the first 5 minutes of this one.
Hey, if we do the video like I asked, I'm wearing one of my NPR t-shirts today. We should get extra airtime.
Justin, what do you think?
I think if anyone listens to the show after Cougar Bath Cabinet, then we're set.
Yeah.
Now, on the nose, on this Bernheim Barrel Proof, I got mahogany, brioche, Earl Grey tea. On the palate, it was rich,
there is no fruity. Earl Grey. You do not drink Earl Grey.
I do drink Earl Grey. I prefer English breakfast
tea. I drink Earl Grey every day.
And on the finish, it was long, and it was still on the side palate, probably the cancer again.
Probably, but,
yeah. Maybe really good.
Stroke. Could be the stroke. Yeah.
Or that.
Is what it is. It's the copper tone covering the rest of your tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You stop licking the girls in bikinis.
I will not.
You will never do that.
I will not.
I get pounded chocolate. That's what I get on the nose.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that bittersweet. You've got the brioche kind of, croissant. And then
look at you bringing the French pounded chocolate.
Well, I just got back from Ireland, and everywhere we went for breakfast, they had it at every damn breakfast buffet. So
it's a lucky bastard.
So, but absolutely fantastic. And honestly, I've always liked Bernheim, but this is a
the best Bernheim I've had.
Yeah, this is absolutely the
previous Bernheim was just like okay. You know, I mean, it wasn't like something I needed to have in my on my shelf all the time. This one,
if you see it, buy it.
Yeah.
So we're rating the Bernheim Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B923. Well deserved. 4 sips.
That's classified.
That brings us to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that.
Okay. So we're going to talk about Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. The release is C923. Bingo for those out there with the cards. It's 63.2 proof alcohol by volume, or 126.4 proof. I did not do the math. It's 68% corn, 20% wheat, 12% malted barley. It's not age stated, but we think it's 6 to 8 years old. It's the third release of Larceny Barrel Proof for 2023.
Which means C9.
On the nose, I got wheat, hops, oatmeal, and cream of wheat. On the palate, it was sweet to me. There were some cloves and tobacco leaf. On the finish, it was very spicy on the back end. Harmeet, what did you think?
I'm still processing this one. I mean, I really like it. It's I got that. I got everything you said. I got a little candied lemon. It's pretty, and it's on the palate.
Oh, it's pretty.
Mm. Yeah, it's real pretty.
The alcohol really makes this taste better than the regular Larceny. You buy this one, Brent.
Yeah, this is. You know what I have here for the palate? Cherries soaked in vanilla.
Okay.
You know,
sure.
I mean, that's what I got that it really comes out to me. This one gives you this full mouthfeel, and it gives you that full Florida hug. Not a Kentucky hug, a nice Florida hug, you know?
So it's a little bit pervy?
A bourbon Monday pervy dessert hug.
You know? And a nice hug to
it. Is that a roll of quarters in your pocket?
That finish.
No, it's a roll of dimes.
The finish is all cherry to me. It's like a big cherry finish and stuff, but it lasts a long time. I mean, this is one that since they came out with it, this is a barrel proof. I keep looking for it every single time I go into any store.
This is the way they should be making Larceny every time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so Bob.
Well, since we're running short on time, we'll just go ahead and give a score on this one. we rated the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey C923, a well-deserved four sips. If you see it, grab it.
And do that last one before we run out of time, Bob.
So this is our last one, which is the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey C923, 66.5% ABV. 78% corn, 12% barley, 10% rye. It is 13 years and 7 months. They dropped the 12-year age statement because now they're going up and down, but this one's actually almost, you know, on the good 14. Side of 14. And this is everything that a fine Kentucky bourbon should be.
This is the definition of bourbon.
This is a warm hug. It's got the classic bourbon nose. The nose is standing in a rick house. And we've all done it where we stood in a rick house on a cold day and you've got that smell of the must and the dust and the dirt and the wood and the alcohol. And this is like standing in the rick house picking this glass. It's cinnamony and oaky and it's got dark chocolate and it's just absolutely fantastic.
Pipe tobacco.
Pipe tobacco, absolutely. The worst one we've ever had of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof was still really fantastic, but this is the prototype. This reminds me, like Justin said, this reminds me of the old ones, the ones that we used to have. Oh, no, it wasn't you. It was Brent. Yeah, you're Mr. Coppertone. The old bottles with the really big mouths on them.
Squat bottles. Yeah,
they changed because the pourers wouldn't fit, you know, when they first came out with it. I mean, it's fantastic. What do you think, Brent?
Exactly. This is the Kentucky hug bourbon. This is the one that you don't want to pass up. When you see it, you want to grab it. Harm?
There's nothing left to say. This is everything from it's got everything from the pipe tobacco to the candied cherries and everything in between with the caramel and the vanilla.
Oh,
I want it. I want
the full oily mouthfeel. It's just like beautiful. It
coats the mouth. It's tannic. It's drying, but it's delicious. What do you think, Jesse?
I got everything you guys did. I got some weird beach notes too, but I'll skip them because we have a lot of time.
How can you get a beach weird out of this notes? One?
Yeah. I got like sun bleached bathing
sand
suit.
In his crotch.
Have you ever been to the beach with him? This is what he drinks when he's there. Yeah.
And I got Pez on the nose, but the palate was straight up Elijah Craig Barrel Proof.
Just beautiful dark color.
My God. Dark like Harmeet's soul.
We have a private barrel pick at the store called Fixin' to Be in Fine Spirits. It's 130 proof as well. You got to take your shoes off to drink that one.
Nice.
Same here. You got to take your shoes off.
Well, we're going to be rating the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof C923, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, 5 sips plus. Dude.
I'd give it 6 plus. if we had six sips. There's no button for 6. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Can I take off my eye patch now?
No.
You can wear it all day. What about the parrot on my shoulder?
No, you can keep that too. Thank you, Harm.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the jokes today. I love it. And you know what? I'm keeping the parrot.
Keep the parrot. It's for you, brother. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. And my deceased parrot, Polly, also thanks you. From the next world.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
It's just Piney for the Fjords.
But you have heard of me.
Well, for Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Madman Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey, and we didn't have to do that today.
Not at all. Really good show today.
Close your eyes and pretend it's all a bad dream. That's how I get by.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.